social media platform TikTok is a video sharing app with over a billion users from all over the world. While the app is mostly known for its dancing trends and entertainment content, the platform also has a large variety of educational videos. The Wire's Elisa Napier spoke with TikTok creator Elijah Douglas, who's using the platform to educate the world on indigenous culture.
That was Elijah Douglas playing the didgeridoo there. Elijah has over 53,000 followers and uses his TikTok to educate people on his culture's practices, language, and spiritual beliefs.
How long have you been making educational videos for?
I only started doing TikTok at the start of this year, actually, in January. I had an account on TikTok, but I haven't posted any videos or anything like the stuff that I do now. And when I posted a few of my videos about bush tucker and bush medicines and that, I never thought it would get so much views and likes there. And I just continued to do it because people were interested in learning about my culture and that.
Did you expect to gain such a large following?
No, I didn't, actually. One of my first videos I posted got over 100 to 100,000 views in like the first week, and I was like, holy moly, I didn't expect that. And then, you know, in a few, like the next month, I had a lot of, like, my followers just went up, and I didn't really expect that, and I just thank those people so much for supporting and wanting to learn more about what my knowledge is of my country and that.
What are your favourite topics to educate people on, or your favourite videos to make?
I like the bush tucker one. I like them the most. But I also like to tell them about our song line, our dreaming and that, about our country, so that people know how we are all connected to each other and to the land. It's important for us to look after the land. If we look after the land, then the land will look after us. And I like to teach about our little spiritual beings out there, like the rainbow serpent, which we call Buyumala, many others. I like to teach them about that. But I also like to take people out to be a part of my videos where I show them the bush tucker. And the best thing I like to see is their reactions to what the bush tucker tastes like, some of my favorite bush tucker. And I just like to see what they think of it.
What kind of feedback have you been getting from the community from your videos?
I think everyone likes to learn about the bush tucker stuff and that. You know, they find it really interesting what foods there are out there. You know, they could be just walking past a plant that is medicine. They could be walking past a tree that has a potato buried in the ground or something, you know. And yeah, I think they really enjoy that.
What significance do you think your videos are having on the Indigenous community as a whole?
You know, when I look around at all the other Indigenous creators, I haven't come across anyone else who quite does the things that I do, you know, with the sharing of our medicines, our bush tucker, and our stories and that in general. Another thing that I do as well on my channel is I do giveaways. I've already given away a basket that I weaved myself, and then I have two didgeridoos that I did a draw for. I think it's just really given, my channel has just given people a little bit more of education, I guess, about what it is, you know, how we live as Indigenous people. You know, we still are connected to our land. We still live off bush tucker. We still go hunting and that. And yeah, I just really like to share that.
Yeah, definitely. So why do you think it's important to share your culture and your knowledge with the world?
Well, I'll just use my own personal experience as an example. In 2016, after I graduated school, I traveled internationally. One of the places I traveled to was New York. And when I was in New York City, I was attending the 13th session of Indigenous Issues. Just as an observer, I went to this shop in New York near Times Square, and I was on my way back to the hotel I was staying at, and this guy, he asked me, he was like, "Where are you from?" And I said, "I'm from Australia." And then he was like, "Oh, what country do you really come from?" And I was like, "Australia, I'm an Indigenous Australian." And he's like, "Oh, I didn't know that Australia had Indigenous people." I was like, "Are you serious?" So, you know, not a lot of people know, I think, about us Indigenous Australians. But there are a lot of people out there who do know about us. Like, when I was in France, there was this guy there, and he was like, he said that I was his first ever Indigenous friend. And that was really special to me. So I think, like, sharing all of this knowledge that I have and that with on TikTok, it's really letting the world know that we do have Indigenous people here in Australia. And, you know, we see a lot of negative things, but where's the positive things about my people? I don't like to go out and protest or anything about anything. What I love to do is just be me. I grew up in the bush. This is what I do. That culture is very, very important, and it has a lot of very powerful messages through our stories. It has a lot of respect in it. It teaches you the importance of respect. It teaches you the importance of looking after the country and the land, and it teaches you about respecting other people and caring for other people. And I've learned all of that, and I'm still learning a lot of that from elders, but I feel happy and I want to share that with everyone out there.
And that was Elijah Douglas speaking with The Wire's Elisa Napia. A new survey released this week shows the pandemic severely affected the